It's Nature Stone. Breaking sports news as it happens on The Fan.
Bring it up for Ohio State.
You've waited all day for this.
Don't let that team stand in the way.
He's going to take it to the house. 85 yards. Down the right side going. Devin Smith got it at the 5 and into the end zone. Touchdown.
The one show that's nothing but the Buckeyes.
Oh! Grand Rocker for the touchdown. Kraft shoots it high on the right for 3.
This is the Buckeye Show.
Presented by Schottenstein Roofing. For top quality and a price match guarantee, visit schottensteinroofing.com.
All right, Buckeye Show. I'm Tito. Jeff Thidoff, Ryan Baker behind the glass. To the right of me is this man. That's the doctor. Devere Posey to my right. Devere, it's been a hot minute, my friend. How are you?
Hey, Tito, first off, I just want to say, you know, I want to thank our Lord and Savior for allowing me to do this show with you today. Secondly, I want to thank my mother for, you know, pushing me to go to Ohio State, that let me to go here, to let me to be in this radio station with you tonight. And thank you for that just intro right there. That was awesome.
Devere, it is my honor. Ryan put that together the other day, and we'll use it every time we're on the air together, which will be a lot coming up going forward, you and I. So I hope you folks enjoy us, because you're getting a lot of us. Before Devere, we came on here, I was on the crossover with Man and Bone, which was Tim Hall and Man, or Man and Tim Hall, I guess. And I brought up the fact that I was on the air with the doctor tonight, and they asked me why, and I told them why I call you the doctor. And Common Man says, well, you've got to tell people why. That's what we told them before. He said, tell them again. So, Devere, why do I call you the doctor?
You call me Dr. Poe because I accidentally delivered my second son. On accident.
On accident. That was hyping up. Wasn't an accident. You were going to do it all along.
Yeah, no. So we were in Montreal. It was a language barrier. It's a French speaking province for all my Ohioans that don't know. And I don't speak French. And so we went to the hospital and they sent my wife home and we were home. I had just played in a double overtime game the night before up in the CFL. Dog tired.
Right.
I pass out at like 12. She wakes up, I get like, boom, I get hit. Like, and I'm like, what's going on? She's like, I'm having a baby. I can feel its head. And I'm like, all right, come on, let's get in the car. Like, you know, let's go. And she's like, no, it's happening right here. And then I get mad at my wife because she's mad at me because I don't want to deliver a baby. So we're mad at each other and we're looking at each other and it's like, are we going to do this? She's like, yeah. And then my mother-in-law basically slapped me like, you better get that baby out. And so, you know, honestly, my wife did the whole thing. She quarterbacked it.
Sure.
I just followed directions. 5 minutes later, I'm like, I got my hands in there, and I'm like pulling out the back of his head and his shoulder, and then it's just, and then boom, he's here. And then we went to the hospital, and everything was good, you know, and that's why, you know, my second son, the way that he lives his life head first, the way that he came in, he's just like, he does what he wants.
Look, you did the right thing there because you gave your wife mad props on it, which is what you need to do.
Because it wasn't me. I just did what I did. I just caught it. Caught the baby.
Nonetheless, I would say confidently, you were the only person ever to play in a double overtime CFL game and deliver a baby within 24 hours. I don't think anyone's ever done that in the history of the world, okay? So that is something, Devere. I don't know if there's like a ring you should get or a tattoo or a t-shirt.
I'll take a tat. You know, like
tats. I know. I didn't mean, I started to say it, Devere. I was going to stop.
He is on fire tonight.
I wasn't going to say it.
That's too good.
That was not intentional, Ryan.
It's okay now.
It's okay now. It's okay for him, not for me. I can't say it. We got a big show lined up for you today. We'll talk about the NFL draft. Marvin Harrison, the Cardinals. Did a certain player from Ohio State, a former player, screw things up for the rest of the group? Let's talk first. Marvin Harrison yesterday went number 4 to the Cardinals.
Absolutely.
And a lot of the times, Devere, when guys that fall in the draft, it's almost a better situation because normally you're going to a better team.
Yeah.
You know, it, like I always talk about the 83 draft with Marino, and going to the Miami with Don Shula was so much better for him than going to like the Jets or the Chiefs or whatever. Him falling was great for him. Hurts the financial part a little bit, hurts the ego a little bit, but falling is good. And there was talk about Marvin Harrison falling. And, you know, going to the Chargers would have been interesting because of having Justin Herbert there, going to a better unique quarterback situation. But I'm okay with him in Arizona. Are you?
Absolutely, I am. I mean, you think about Larry Fitzgerald and just the figure that he was in Arizona for so many years.
Right.
The loyalty from the organization to Larry Fitzgerald's professionalism. For them as an organization, getting a guy, Marvin Harrison Jr., is the ideal replacement for your next generational receiver.
Here's Marvin Harrison talking about being compared to Larry Fitzgerald.
Larry's a legend. Larry really is a legend, man, to be able to play for as long as he did and be successful throughout that whole career. I'm definitely honored to be able to have those comparisons. You know, I'm going to do my best to just be the best player that I can be and not worry about anything else. I'm going to have comparisons my whole life, you know, compared to my dad. Larry's another great player now that I'd be compared to, but I'm just going to go out there and try to be the best player that I can be.
So what's going to be the toughest adjustment thing for Marvin Harrison going to the NFL?
Oh, man, I don't know. I
was trying to think. I can't think of a tough thing for him because his game is it transfers over just fine.
Yeah.
He's still a great route runner. He's still a hard-ass worker.
Mm-hmm.
He can still go up and get balls against other guys.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's going to be other than, I mean, playing against better defensive backs, I guess.
Yeah, I think, you know, just playing against better defensive backs, but at the same time, like, for all rookies across the slate, durability. And I think Marvin really answered that question for me last year. Can he play hurt?
Yeah.
I mean, the dude played with ankle tape on his ankle all year last year. He played tough. You would see him grimace in between plays. But Tito, I mean, I don't want to ever say the perfect prospect, but he knows what the professional life is all about.
Yeah.
He knows. He, as a kid, he saw his dad prepping in the house. He saw his dad's pregame meals. He saw his preparation, mm-hmm. watching film. You know, as a kid, he's getting probably kicked out of the room by Big Marvin's watching.
Sure.
You know, breaking down the Texans or something. He's going to eat up the Titans DBs, you know, every other week. And so it's like he understands. And it was a podcast with Mike Tomlin. It was The Pivot.
Mm-hmm.
And what Mike Tomlin was talking about, pre-draft evaluations. And he said, I laugh when I see any pre-draft evaluations that don't have anything to do with pedigree, because everything else is coachable.
Right.
And when you talk about everything else is coachable in terms of Marvin Harrison Jr. and Tito, he checks all the boxes. And then when you talk about pedigree,
right.
and lineage, he checks that box. So I just think the rigorous professional schedule, going through it the first time, will be just the one hurdle he has to get over.
I don't know if we're thinking this or not, but I have my sense is that the fact that Marvin's been around his dad and has been exposed to the NFL already,
yep.
that he's not going to be in awe of anything. Is that an advantage? Am I overthinking that? Like, I don't know if you were in awe at all coming in when you go into the locker room, like Andre Johnson or whatever. You don't know who else in the locker room there with you.
Absolutely.
Was, you know, is the fact that he is already indoctrined there, does that an advantage for him?
For that reason is why organizations, head coaches want a professional athlete in your family. One of the number one questions at the combine, mm-hmm. you know, who in your family played professional sports?
Right.
And it kind of throws you off. It's like, oh, wow. Like, I mean, for me, my brother was in the league at the time. He was playing for the Jets. My uncle he got drafted the 49ers, and he was O.J. Simpson's fullback with the Bills.
Okay.
And I mentioned those guys. And I said, oh, okay, so you know what the professional life is about. And for coaches, that takes off a lot of ease, because really it's – Anthony Gonzalez told me this, and he told me this back when he would come and train me when I was here at Ohio State. He said, when you get to the pros, I'm going to give you one piece of advice. I was like, what's that, Gonzo? He says, do something well and do it often. And you'll be around for a long time. And that's if you get open, do it well and do it often. If you run down and cover punts, do it well and do it often. If you block punts, do it well and do it often. If you sack the quarterback, do it well and do it often. And so understanding that for Harrison Jr. is the best part about him, and the reason why I didn't think he needed to do anything before the draft. Like, turn the tape on. What are we talking about? Running around cones, running from line to line where we have recess?
I'm with
Let's
you.
Let's play ball. Turn the film on.
At first, I was like, some of the timing things of it, like when they were going to talk to the press at the combine, and then like an hour before he's supposed to, they said, no, he's not going to do it. That part threw me for a loop a little bit, but I'm with you that I don't think he had to do anything. It's like I've spent the last few years showing you what I can do. If you can't watch the tape,
yeah.
I'm trying to think who it was, what player it was. Was it Jerry Rice? No, I think it was Tony Dorsett. Mm-hmm. They asked Tony Dorsett, how fast are you? And he said, it depends on how fast the guy is chasing me. You know, which is like kind of Harrison the same way. Like, I don't know. Jerry Rice didn't run a great 40 time, yep. but Jerry Rice ran away from a lot of guys.
Yep.
You know, and so Harrison, like, I don't think he needed to show anybody what your 40 time is. My time is on the tape. Take a look.
Yeah. And I think Marv did his self service by not running, because I think a guy that it's hurting
yeah.
that ran at the combine, that's probably will be one of the first receivers taken tonight, Keon Coleman, guy yeah. from Florida State,
Michigan State guy.
He returned punts at Florida State.
Right.
You watch that Clemson game versus Nate Wiggins. He's absolutely eating these guys up. But he goes to the combine, runs a slow time. Now these guys are saying, hey, it's just, Tito, when you allow yourself, just like when there's so much to evaluate
yeah.
and there's so much time, the guys in the front office, their job is to find something wrong with you and to
right.
pick you apart. That's what they're trying to do. Marvin allowed them no opportunity, Tito.
Which I think was smart. And look, football game speed is different than 40 speed.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I don't know if you've ever had your time done, but like when you make a catch of a pass and take off running.
Yeah.
I got to believe, DeVere, you're faster, even though you had an incredible time in the yeah. what was your 40 time, like 4.3 something?
You know what's so crazy? I think I'm slower with the football than I am
Are you
without
really?
It. Yeah, I think if you just
well,
if
just debunks what I said.
Yeah, well, I know, but I'm just saying. But that's how it yeah. can change for right. guys, right? Like,
right.
like. So on the other side, some guys are faster with the ball
sure.
rather than running line
yeah.
to line. I mean, I was a track guy, so it's just like I know how to run
yeah.
in a straight line, you know. But catching, starting, stopping,
yeah.
restarting again. And getting to full speed was always a problem for me.
And quick and fast are two different things. You know, quick and fast. Quick feet and being fast are two different things. And
different.
Yeah. Everyone fell in love with Troy Williamson. And I think the Vikings ended up taking like number 7 overall to come mm-hmm. in after Randy Moss or whatever. And super fast, doesn't matter how fast you are if you can't catch the ball.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter how fast you are if you can't get separation.
Yep.
You know, it's not going to work. So you won't get a chance to be fast. You can look great at the combine or look great in shorts, but it's not going to transfer over to that. All right, coming up next. Did a certain former Ohio State Buckeye screw things up for a lot of players this year? We'll talk about that next. This is the Buckeye Show, Tito and DeVere, 97.1 The Fan.
We have so many local shows, I can't fit them in a 10-second promo. So let's just say we're live and local all damn day. The Fan.
Libman makes a difference. The Libman Mop Crew is a part of our winning team. The Libman Mop Crew makes sure the hardwood is safe and clean for the players every game at the Schottenstein Center. No matter what kind of flooring you have at your home court, Libman has the tools to keep it clean. Our mops, brooms, and brushes are proudly family made in the USA. Visit Libman.com to see our whole lineup and for a store locator. That's Libman.com. Libman, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Come on over to Heartland and join our family.
Did the pandemic eliminate quality customer service? Well, many places it did, but not here at Heartland Bank. Imagine getting top quality service and good advice as well to help you down life's road. It's community banking, and it's alive and well in the Heartland. I'm Scott McComb, CEO. Coming over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Fair banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
They're trained. They're prepared.
Let's do it.
They're Ohio's undefeated plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling team. And they're here to tackle your problems. For plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling, there's only one team. The Waterworks. Better care, better value, better results. Call the Waterworks at 614-232-2222. Or visit them online at thewaterworks.com. A proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices. And when you download the Kroger app, you can enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. And with a Boost membership, you'll save even more with double fuel points and free delivery. So you can always save big every day with our savings and rewards. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And now we're on our way with COTA, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Whether it's game day or every day, COTA moves Buckeyes fans down the line toward victory. Download the Transit app today for an easy way to plan and pay for your next trip. Visit COTA.com/transit app to learn more.
Hi, I'm Gene Smith, Senior Vice President and Director of Athletics. Ohio State Athletics and Cardinal Health know how important diversity, equity, and inclusion are to the success of our community, employees, and student athletes. And we believe an equitable culture creates a community that attracts and retains the very best. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com/Buckeye-inclusion to learn more and join us as we educate and celebrate the value of diversity and inclusion.
Rothman and Ice.
And if you do make a trip up to the Hall of Fame, don't steal any bust or, you know, Detective Rothman is coming to get you.
They're a little more bolted down than they used to be back in OJ's time.
Rothman and Ice. Weekdays at noon.
Sponsored by Pella Columbus.
The best sports talk in the Big Ten lives right here. Now back to the Buckeye Show on the Fan.
Buckeye Show, Tito. The Dr. DeVere, Posey to my right, Ryan Baker back there running things. Ohio State baseball's got Michigan State. Is that right, Ryan, tonight? Over on the AM side on the ESPN 1460 thing?
You know, I believe that's what I heard.
I think it's Michigan State, yes. Our boy, am I not talking about Wright State baseball on the Buckeye Show? Bakes, why get in trouble about that?
Listen, if they have given you free reins of the show, I believe you're allowed to talk about whatever you want. Now, there could be consequences, but I think you're okay with that.
Yeah. But slap on the wrist probably the first time, right?
Yeah, first time.
Well, I mean, this technically isn't your first time with anything, is it?
First time a Wright State violation.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Especially
5-1.
We're talking about a local
kids,
kid.
Two of them.
Wright State is in the Buckeye State.
Right. Dave Biddle,
there it is, Dave.
Proud alum, right?
Yep.
That's correct.
Is he an alum? I know he went there. I don't want to
Two and a half years there, 2 years here, I believe.
Okay.
I don't know which was first.
So then if we catch hell for this, it's Dave Biddle's fault. But Wright State does win today. They beat Purdue Fort Wayne University 5-1. Sammy Sass out of Upper Arlington, 3-for-4. He's up to 409 now on the season. Incredible year. And Andrew Patrick from Hilliard-Darby,
Darby, yeah.
1-for-4 with a run scored. So,
and it is Michigan State tonight right now over on ESPN Columbus, which for those of you that don't know is 1460 AM or 97.1 The Fan HD2.
There we go. So, DeVere, this is what I'm thinking. Last night I'm watching the draft, and I see, you know, Caleb Williams off the board. You know, then you've got... Jalen
Daniels.
Yeah, Daniels and Jaden Daniels, and then you've got Drake May, and then obviously we see, you know, McCarthy go, but before, you know, Penix and all these guys that go. And I started thinking that because of what CJ Stroud did last year for the Houston Texans,
yeah,
taking them to the playoffs after being a hot mess the year before. Now, granted, there's more parts to it. It was the fact they also added other players and a new head coach.
Yep.
So it's not just CJ Stroud, but he gets a lot of credit for
Will Anderson, defensive player.
Will Anderson, right.
Yep.
And so does that put false expectations on these other quarterbacks, you think? Like, are people going to look at it and say, you know, if you don't even come close to what CJ Stroud did, it's a disappointment because we saw what CJ Stroud could do.
I mean, I think the only guy, there's probably three guys that I think that falls on. Four guys. Yeah.
All right.
And I think Drake May doesn't have to start right away. Jacoby Brissett will take the first snap for the Patriots, barring injury in training camp and OTAs. Jaden Daniels, that organization is somewhat in the same area, you know.
Sure. I think so, too.
The Texans.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, yeah. So... yes, that expectation falls on him. J.J. McCarthy, he has a lot of pieces around him in Minnesota.
God, yeah. It, by the way, you talk about Harbaugh saying how Ryan Day woke up on third base.
Yeah.
That's exactly what McCarthy just did, woke up on third base with that team.
Well, he's the thing about McCarthy, and I know this is a Buckeye show.
Yeah.
He's a national champ. And to me, Tito, bottom line, winning is a quarterback stat.
Mm.
It's a quarterback stat for me. Bo Nix, it's on Bo Nix. I'll let you simmer on that. And then it's also on Caleb Williams too as well. And they put a great team around Caleb Williams.
They did.
You got DJ Moore. You went and
Keenan Allen.
Keenan Allen, and you got Rome,
and you got DeAndre Swift in the backfield.
That's a powerful offense.
I agree.
With some great players.
Got to be pissed if I was Justin Fields though. Like, you know, they put nothing around him.
Yeah, no.
And
no,
then he could have kept these picks and built, like, they could have taken Harrison.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? And they could have still added a stud offensive lineman in the draft and put it around Fields.
But here's the thing, Tito. You know, we talk about this rule of two, new head coach.
Yeah.
Every president of an organization in the NFL gets two GMs, and every GM, listeners, gets two head coaches, and every head coach gets two quarterbacks, whether that's drafted or free agency. It's just like buying a house, baby. We're going to evaluate you off of your 2-year tax returns.
Right.
And when you're in the NFL, we're going to evaluate you off your decision making in the draft for 2 years. The new head coach in Chicago last year, he got the job. He said, I inherited this guy and I would like to proceed on my contract with a new quarterback. And that's just how the business goes.
There's a lot of pressure on Caleb.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree. I think that when you look at the Washington situation, there's also pressure there. And then, look, Minnesota, I don't expect anything out of Bo Nix. I don't. And McCarthy, I know, look, I know winning means something as a quarterback, DeVere. I get that. But then again, I think back to other drafts. And there are guys who were winners in college who did not train. Like, Todd Blackledge was a great winner at Penn State at quarterback. He was not Dan Marino or Jim Kelly, and those guys got drafted after him. And you see guys sometimes who benefit a great deal from being in a system or with a, like Michigan had, a phenomenal running game.
Absolutely.
An elite defense.
Championship defense.
Right.
Yep.
And the minute you don't have that and you're not playing, you know, like UNLV and whatever, you know.
I think they played Hawaii. Didn't
they? Hawaii or something. Yeah. You're not playing that in the NFL. The minute you're doing that, where you don't go onto the field with superior talent on your side every game, I want to see what you can do. And McCarthy just, I don't know. I know people love him and they talk about the winning thing. He is so lucky to have Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, TJ Hockenson there, and also Aaron Jones on that team, and a great offensive line. But I'm not, I still think he and Bo Nix, and even Penix, but Penix I get that, were overdrafted.
Absolutely. Well, Penix was my favorite pick of the night.
I'm okay with the pick. They got blasted for it.
Because people are idiots. That's why. And here's why. You think because someone paid somebody some money that they're the starter. But here's why I think it's idiotic to think it's a dumb pick. The Green Bay model.
Sure. Yes. Yeah.
That's happened.
Right.
Was it?
Twice it happened.
This twice has happened. It's happened. So
Draft Rodgers, yep.
Aaron Rodgers was tormented by the ESPN shot of
Brett
Favre
dropping down
on a jet and some Dockers jeans and a white tee going to Green Bay 2 days before training camp. Aaron Rodgers was tormented for about 4 years with that.
Yeah.
He thought he was a starter. He did all the OTAs. Then Aaron Rodgers becomes a starter, becomes who he is, vaulting into the light. And then Jordan Love is tormented with the opportunity to play. But guess what? When it was their time, they both answered. And Jordan Love, I thought, had a great season last year.
He did.
Aaron Rodgers had a great season, had some great seasons after Brett Favre went, won the Super Bowl, won some MVPs. I think for Penix, what people don't realize is being forced to play right away as a rookie from an organizational standpoint isn't as important as professional development.
Yeah.
And everybody around here who works at the State House and works at all these corporate companies in Columbus, you guys all want professional development. We all want professional development to be better at our jobs. What better pro than a guy like Kirk Cousins to model after every day to see what he does? I mean, I watched the quarterback series on Netflix. Kirk Cousins is a good dude.
Sure.
He we talked about pedigree. He's a great pro. He's a great pro to learn after. And I think based on the rule of two for Raheem Morris, he felt like, I want to insure myself for the future with a nice insurance plans both ways.
Yeah.
He has dual coverage.
Yep.
He has dual coverage.
Yep.
It was a great pick.
I think so too.
I was just going to say that the Penix thing, it's so funny to me. People talk about his age. He's 23 right now. These guys all used to be getting drafted at 23. That right. used to be the age. Yeah. And also, if he goes out and he gives Atlanta 8 years of solid quarterback play, is anybody going to think, oh, man, we shouldn't have drafted him?
No.
It's just crazy to me.
I mean, now, and we're talking about a guy who had Caleb Williams facing his hands crying. A guy that beat Bo Nix twice last year.
Made Indiana good.
He came into the shoe and put up 40 as a sophomore. This dude can ball. Straight up has the best ball in the draft. And we're questioning that, Tito. I don't know.
I think that don't look at what Kirk Cousins is making. Look at what they're making combined. Okay? Now look at other quarterback rooms. The Steelers notwithstanding, because they obviously have the cheapest one in the world right now with the moves they made. But I'm saying if you look at
They got outlet prices.
If you look at other teams, though, and you're paying that much for your quarterback room, it's not terrible. And by the way, Kirk Cousins is 35 years old, coming off Achilles tear, right? You might need to play somebody else other than Kirk Cousins this year.
And that contract's really only a 2-year
contract. It's a 2-year deal, The third year's $10
million. Yeah, and guaranteed. The reason why it's so beefed up, Tito, you know why? Because it's it's a starting quarterback job at the beginning of the season, but it's also assistant quarterback coach.
Sure it is, yes, absolutely, absolutely. Now, could the Falcons have handled things better in the they apparently told Kirk Cousins right before they made the pick, hey, by the way, we're taking Michael Penix. If they would have told him the day before, like, hey, we're considering this, it just sounds like Cousins was caught off guard. But for me, I think if Cousins is really bothered by that, he's pretty thin-skinned. And I start to question, should I invest $100 million in this guy?
Yeah. And it doesn't sound like he's bothered by the fact that they took him. He was just a little bothered that they could have gotten asset to help the team this year.
By the way, Kirk Cousins, you're the help. Okay, you're the one. That's you.
You're helping Penix develop.
Yeah, you're helping develop, and they've got a lot of weapons over there, and it's your job to make it work in a weak-ass NFC South. Coming up next, too soon to talk about the 2025 draft. I say no. We'll do that next. This is the Buckeye Show, 97.1 The Fan.
If you don't like listening to Morning Juice, Bobby Carpenter's man nipples will punch you in the face.
For real.
You want to fight, do you?
Weekdays from 6 to 9.
Libman makes a difference. The Libman Mock Crew is a part of our winning team. The Libman Mock Crew makes sure the hardwood is safe and clean for the players every game at the Schottenstein Center. No matter what kind of flooring you have at your home court, Libman has the tools to keep it clean. Our mops, brooms, and brushes are proudly family made in the USA. Visit Libman.com to see our whole lineup and for a store locator. That's Libman.com. Libman, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Think your office technology is safe? Think again. At Modern Office Methods, an authorized Ricoh dealer, we know how important it is to keep your printed documents safe and confidential. Almost 70% of business leaders feel their cybersecurity risks are increasing. Left unprotected, these networked print and scan devices leave your confidential data exposed to ransomware attacks, which can cost your organization tens of thousands of dollars. Find out if your business and data is at risk with our free print assessment at www.momnet.com. Why risk it? You can count on Mom.
The Buckeye Show is sponsored by CareSource. Proud to be your home for Ohio State Athletics. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Block O on the radio. This is the Buckeye Show.
It's the Buckeye Show. Tito DeVere, Ryan with you. Thank you for spending time with us. 7 o'clock, top of the hour. We have NFL draft coverage rounds 2 and 3. Cannot wait. Last night was a fantasy football draft, it felt like, with all the quarterbacks and receivers that went.
14 straight offensive players to start.
It's we were just talking. I said, guys who throw the ball, guys who catch the ball, guys who protect the guy who throws the ball so someone can catch it, and guys who defend the guy who catches the ball, and guys who tackle the quarterback. Beck were all the guys that were drafted. No, I didn't even say anything about running.
Right.
Like, no linebackers, no running backs. Yeah. Like, it's just crazy.
Guy from CBS Sports, Ryan Wilson, put out a 2025 mock draft already. And usually when I see these, when I see these drafts, I look first, I scroll through it. And if I see it inaccurate, I all of a sudden lose credibility. Now I did fix this. I will tell you this because he had one guy on this list that he had the wrong school listed, but it's been fixed since then. So I'll give a pass now. Nonetheless, he has Shedeur Sanders going number 1 overall. But he's got to move to Carolina, which is stupid. There's no way Carolina takes Sanders next year. Don't roll your eyes, Ryan. They can't.
They can.
Travis Hunter going second to Tennessee.
They can. They did it before. They took Cam after they took Jimmy Clausen. I'm just saying.
The fifth pick in the draft belonging to the New York Giants, according to this, JTT. So JT Tuimoloau going to New York there. So there's one Buckeye, right? Now we're going to move down a little bit. At number eight to Minnesota, they've got Denzel Burke. Now we got two Buckeyes off the board so far. And then scrolling down a little further, former Buckeye Quinn Ewers, but who cares? Number 12 to Tampa Bay, but that doesn't really count. Number 14 to Indianapolis, Emeka Ebuka. Mm-hmm. So that's the third Buckeye off the board. Number 16 to Jacksonville, Donovan Jackson. Now we got four Buckeyes off the board in the first 16 picks. Oh, wait, number 17, Tyreek Williams to the Browns. That's five in the top 17 this guy thinks will go to Ohio State, which is a fantastic. Think about that. If there's five of the 17 names to start or called to start the draft are Buckeyes. That's five. Jack Sawyer to Buffalo at 28. Now we're the six Buckeyes on the off the board. And then the last one is one I criticized him for because they had the wrong school. But pick 32, he's got Quinshon Judkins going to San Francisco. We have Mississippi listed on there, Mississippi State listed on there, when really obviously it's Ohio State.
I see Ohio State on mine.
Yep. Okay, he did change. Yeah, it was earlier today. Oh, okay, when I first looked at it, it did have Ohio State. It had Mississippi State on the list, and now it's got Ohio State. He's got that fixed. But, God, that would be a haul for Ohio State if they did that. That puts a hell of a lot of pressure on the Buckeyes this year. Not there, you feel it. But I looked at it, I was thinking, there's no one on that list that I don't think could be in there. And hell, why not Travion Henderson at some point, you know?
Yeah, I mean, the pressure is on these guys, too. Yeah. They know it. But I think it's no more pressure than they're putting on themselves. I mean, this group passed up a lot of these guys you mentioned on the opportunity of going to the league to say, hey, like, I want to put the pressure on myself. Like, I can't leave this place without righting the ship. And that's the best part about this team. That's the best, you know, intangible going into the season that can't be underestimated.
It was weird watching the draft last night, DeVere, because I'm so used to hearing multiple Buckeyes names called in the first round. And obviously the reason what didn't happen is because there were too many damn good Buckeyes that came back. But it was weird, though, nonetheless, not feeling that Ohio State presence there. And honestly, I felt like a sense of respect for those guys for wanting to come back and and finish what they didn't get done.
Yep. I mean, nothing but the utmost respect. I mean, going to respect them a lot more when they get it done.
Right. Yeah. No doubt. Would you have thrived in this offense? I mean, you had a good receiver room. Wasn't at this level when you were here? You know, I mean, you had a good receiver room you played with, though, right? Would you say it's at this level or not? Am I disrespecting you by saying you look surprised when I said it?
Well, because absolutely, I would be on the field.
You'd be on the field. I'm saying collectively, the group of receivers in your room.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're not on the level of the group receivers in this room? Okay.
No,
you'd be on the field, no doubt about it. I'm saying, though, would you have preferred to play if you had your druthers?
Yeah.
With this kind of a group and this kind of system than you did or not? You blocked a lot for running backs.
I was about to say, man, I got probably like four. Like, anytime I got over more than five targets,
right.
I was like, man, we're throwing the ball today. Marv averaged 13 targets a game. I mean, absolutely. I would have loved to play in this offense, Herb's offense.
Right.
But the game of football just changed by, you know, a guy that's on, not him solely, but he was a catalyst in the game changing. You know, Chip Kelly. I mean, just spread offense, being able to get the ball out in space laterally. The way that like 7-on-7 has impacted high school recruits.
Sure.
And quarterback play. The kids, I can honestly say, though, Tito, they're more skilled coming into college than they've ever been.
Right.
Just like, I don't know if it's social media, whatever it is, just the world is smaller. You have access to more information, better training.
Right.
There's so many gurus for so many different position groups that you can know all of the route trees. I mean, full transparency. I didn't know the difference between cover two and cover three until about like 3 weeks into my freshman year.
Okay.
I was just like, I'm running the space.
Right.
Throw me the ball.
Go to spot. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be open.
Yeah. I played 707 probably for like 3 weeks.
Right.
In high school, you know, when OSHA would let you play with your team, you would go to
like different camps and whatnot.
It was like a preseason where you would like go against other teams in Ohio, but it wasn't like you had an AAU 707 team. It wasn't that. And I think that is the reason why these kids and these groups, these position groups at Ohio State are like so advanced and so talented so early is just the grassroots level. They're getting developed so quickly.
As much as I hate the over analytics, the analytics do help in some of these situations where you can know what to look for, what to work on when you see different times or measurements. Mm-hmm. I think it gets overdone, but nonetheless, I got to believe as high school kids are going through the system and learning things, they can see a number they need to hit in a certain thing to reach a certain level. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So, but anyway, yeah, you're right. That it's, I always think about that. And I wondered if former players, when you're watching now, and I'm not saying you're like, you're not old enough to be get off my lawn or, you know, shake your fist at the clouds. You're not old enough to do that yet. But I wonder though, if that will come to, you'll look at it and say, God, I wish that was going on when I was playing, you know, I wish I had that.
Yeah. No, more than anything, I'm a former player and Buckeye, like, I don't know if we're fan. I don't really say I'm a fan. Like, it touches me. Like, these dudes are like my little cousins or little brothers.
Right.
Like, I want them to succeed. I've watched the Buckeye games as if, like, these are my family members. Right. Like, and I come from that standpoint when I'm watching the Bucks. But just what we have now as a school, for me, the only thing that I wished I could, I just wish I could still run fast. Like, I wish I had another year of eligibility.
How fast could you run a 40 right now?
No, we're just not doing this.
You're not going to do it?
No.
You're a 4.3 guy at the combine.
No, because I'm carrying about, I got some fat above my belt right now, and I also have a little, like it's some pudge there. Like, the six pack's gone.
4.6?
You'd outrun Tyvus, though, at least, right?
We can't have this.
Tyvus knows.
Listen.
When he was in the best shape of his life, his best shape of his life, five reps, it's 5-0. He knows that.
Worse than me talking about Wright State baseball is doing Buckeye and Buckeye crime on the Buckeye show. We can't do that. 4.8?
I probably can pop a 4.8.
There we go. 4.8. See? Yeah. I'll take that.
I think he's under
4.8.
I do. I think he's that under that. DeVere's not giving himself enough credit.
You think he's under 4.8? I would say about 4.8. I think that's about right.
With my stride, it's probably about 18 steps. If I could do 18 steps.
I think he's under.
Yeah, it's just stride length times stride frequency. That's all it speed equals.
We got to work with HR, get a waiver done, get this done on a Sunday in the parking lot out there, and we'll measure it out, and we'll time it, and everything will be great. But we have to get a waiver signed.
Well, and first off, Tenga, it's 97.1, you guys better give me health insurance because I'm not doing this. I'm not.
Coming up next, we'll wrap things up. Could a former cowboy become a current cowboy? It's the Buckeye Show. You can probably guess where we're going here. We'll do that next. This is 97.1 The Fan.
A lot of hosts have been on our airways in the past 30 years. Some good, some bad, some really bad. Anyway, sorry for that. The Fan.
Since 1897, the Byers Auto family of dealerships has been serving Central Ohio's transportation needs. When we first opened our doors, our vehicles were fueled by oats and hay, required saddles, not seatbelts, and had shoes instead of tires. Over 120 years later, Byers Auto is still family-owned and operated. Our goal is to provide the best selection, price, and service in Central Ohio. And it's all on one website, buyersauto.com.
Come see why it's better to buy from Byers.
Byers Auto is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Marathon has some great news about the number 5, so I'm going to say it 5 times in 5 different ways.
Join Marathon Rewards and earn up to $5 in rewards on your first visit.
Join and earn 5 cents in rewards for every gallon you buy.
Join in as little as 5 seconds.
Join to make 5 friends jealous.
Join and get high fives.
It's easy to sign up at the station or go to marathonrewards.com. By joining with your phone number, you are agreeing to receive recurring automated informational marketing SMS/MMS messages from Marathon. Consent not required for purchase. Messaging and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Gene Smith, Senior Vice President and Director of Athletics. Ohio State Athletics and Cardinal Health know how important diversity, equity, and inclusion are to the success of our community, employees, and student athletes. We believe an equitable culture creates a community that attracts and retains the very best. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com/Buckeye-inclusion to learn more and join us as we educate and celebrate the value of diversity and inclusion.
Go behind the scenes of one of the most recognizable landmarks in all of college athletics with a tour of Ohio Stadium. A seasoned redcoat will be your guide as you make your way through walls of the stadium, into the press box, and onto the field. Upgrade to the VIP package and get special access to the band center and the Ohio State home locker room. From corporate outings and school groups to single-person tours and small families, Ohio Stadium Tours offers a variety of options and pricing that will meet your needs. For more information, visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com and book your tour of Ohio Stadium today.
Common Man and T-Bone.
Octopuses do not see in color.
How do they know what color to transform into if they can't see the color?
Common Man and T-Bone.
Sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company.
Weekdays 3 to 6 on The Fan. The show where we pay people extra to host with Timmy Hall. This is The Buckeye Show.
Buckeye Show, Tito, DeVere, Ryan Baker with you. Thank you so much for spending time this evening. Coming up top of the hour, NFL draft coverage, rounds 2 and 3 tonight. I was intrigued by round 1, but I'm pretty excited about rounds 2 and 3. You got a couple more Buckeyes to go off the board here, and we'll see what happens with all the receivers out there, right?
This is the best part of the draft.
Rounds 2 and 3?
Yeah. This is where you get the guys that really are pissed off. You're some of your college favorites.
Right.
You know, not guys like, you know, Brian Thomas, one-year wonders, Leggett, these guys, but, you know, guys that you know and love. And then the best part about the day after is the value picks.
Oh, yeah.
The GM's just showing off, like, I know talent. I had the Midwest region. I went to all of these Big Ten schools. Right. I had the South region. And I found this guy, James Madison. I know this kid up at Hofstra.
Right.
And you go and get value. For cheap. I love this part of the draft.
I love Kool Aid McKinstry. I think he'll go early tonight. The cornerback from Alabama, I like him quite a bit.
There's probably going to be a run on cornerbacks here at the top now, of the second defense, round.
Can we get
a few
inside linebacker out? A Will. Can we get a Tommy Eichenberg here?
Right. Yep. So NFL draft coverage coming up next. Zeke Elliott, former Cowboy, visited with the Cowboys recently. Now, the Cowboys are in the market for a running back. They've been linked to Jonathan Brooks, the former Texas Longhorn, tonight. Maybe he'll be going there. But they need running backs after losing Tony Pollard. They have virtually nobody there. And, you know, Zeke last year, quietly, was healthy all year. Mm-hmm. Now, it didn't have great numbers, but had okay numbers. And, you know, the fact that he stayed healthy is what the big deal is, I think. I think the Cowboys, if they do draft a young running back tonight, would be wise to bring Zeke back in kind of in the number two role. He's a guy who doesn't fumble. You can trust him with the football and use him down by the goal line.
Oh, man, I feel like Zeke would run so pissed off if he went back to the Cowboys. Like, I just feel like we would get another version of Ezekiel Elliott.
Yeah.
That would be so fun to watch. That story would be so great. But just from the Cowboys' perspective, like they make so many mistakes with free agency in the draft. Like,
oh, sure they do, like, yeah.
Oh, man. They fumble way more than the running back that led the league in fumbling last year. They just fumble year in and year out.
They're going to botch this Dak thing. I'm not saying that Dak they're negotiating with Dak.
Okay.
And Dak, I think, doesn't need to be the highest paid quarterback in football.
No, Dak, you don't.
But they're dragging this out too long. And Dak's going to count a ton against the cap going forward, unless they work something out with him. But it feels like I don't think this is Dak's fault if Dallas is not winning. You know, I think there's other mistakes in the organization. I'm not a big McCarthy fan.
Stop.
What?
This is the Ryan. Do you see this cognitive dissonance with the people who like this? Or I don't even know if Tito likes.
I'm not a Cowboys fan.
He likes the Steelers. Yeah. I take that back. But do you see what's going on here around America with America's team? Like, all of these quarterbacks that have came in the draft since Dak has been in the league. We're talking Joe Burrow. We're talking Josh Allen.
Mahomes.
We're talking Mahomes. We're talking CJ Stroud.
Brock Purdy.
And you guys are okay, and you're saying that it's not Dak Prescott that's the problem?
All those guys you mentioned, though, There's only two of them that have done what Dak hasn't done.
Right.
And that's win a Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying?
Make it to the NFC Championship.
Does that matter? That doesn't matter, though, right? In this conversation, it's Super Bowl or bust, right?
I mean, and there's that's only every two of those guys
that have done it.
But
like Josh Allen hasn't done it.
But has Dak gone to the NFC Championship?
No.
Has he got out the first round?
No, having a playoff game, I don't believe, right?
I don't believe
okay,
so.
Okay. Yeah. That's the problem. But
you can't put it all on Dak, though.
Okay.
I'm just saying I don't think Jason Garrett was a great head coach. I don't think McCarthy's a great head coach. I don't think either one of them are great head coaches.
They also have the biggest distraction in the league at general manager.
Right. General manager / owner / crazy guy.
Okay.
/
I'm the only one.
So Johnny Walker.
What I mean, Dak is a top 10 quarterback in the league, right, DeVere? Right about number 10?
I think
he's top 10.
I mean, people love Justin Herbert. He's the equivalent of Dak Prescott, right?
Yes.
But it's like it's the James Harden thing with me. It's like, yes, he can score the basketball. Absolutely. But would you allow him in the playoffs, 3 games left, do you want him taking 70% of the team shots? Is he going to take them? Is he going to make them? No. He's just like, man.
You got to make sure you got better if you get off of him.
I personally think the Cowboys' issues are with Dak.
Wow.
That's just me. Maybe I'm the only one in America.
Well, I wish they had made better decisions free agency-wise, and I wish Jerry Jones did not have such a say in everything, because I personally think now he's senile. I don't think I'd want him making any decisions any longer, but that's not going to change. But anyway, DeVere, if you didn't get enough of DeVere, first of all, if you liked us, thank you. We're back on Sunday. If you didn't like us, tune in on Fan Sports Sunday and we'll be better. How about that? How about that for a guarantee? Thank you to DeVere Posey. Thank you to Ryan Baker for tonight with the Buckeye Show. I promise Timmy Hall's back soon. Might be back Monday. There we go. Rounds.
Let's go.
2 and 3 of the NFL draft coming up. Let's ask Jim Mora how we did today. Let's get that here.
And that was a disgraceful performance, in my opinion.
There's nothing Bo Bishop can't do well, except find competent co-hosts. Bishop and Friends.
Weekdays from 9 to noon.
The Fairview.
And now we're on our way with COTA, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Whether it's game day or every day, COTA moves Buckeyes fans down the line toward victory. Download the Transit app today for an easy way to plan and pay for your next trip. Visit COTA.com/transit app to learn more.
It's no fun to get blindsided. That's why you need to know what's coming in Ohio Medicaid.
Championship quarterback Cardale Jones.
Recent changes in Ohio Medicaid could impact you. If your information isn't up to date, you can lose your health insurance. Call the Ohio Department of Medicaid so you don't have to scramble to stay insured.
Call 800-324-8680. A public health message from CareSource.
That's what I call forward progress.
It's game day at Raising Cane's. If you want to order like a Buckeye, it's the action off the field you need to focus on. The only play you're running is chicken. So what combo are you picking? Make it a perfect season. We've got tailgates of hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers and cane sauce. And jugs of freshly made tea and lemonade. All available to order online or on our app. This season is about to be unbeatable. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love. Proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Jimmy walks up to the line. His credit card debt is calling a blitz. He signals to Upstart.com for an audible. Final play. Bike. Jimmy drops back. In a flash, he cuts over to a streaking Upstart.com with a no-cost rate check on a personal loan. He's wide open. An easy toss for Jimmy by finding a great rate in minutes. He applies. He's approved. And touchdown.
Tackle your credit card debt with a personal loan. Check your rate at Upstart.com today. That's Upstart.com. Loans are made by Upstart Lending Partners. Loan terms will be determined based on credit, income, and other information provided in your application. Not all applicants will be approved.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit LindsayHonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus, The Fan.